Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach, ja.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, the Electric Amish. You'll hear them coming up in just a minute.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Rocks. Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
That beautiful music is coming to us from, ladies and gentlemen, the Electric Amish.
Woo!
Woo! Hey, fellas, great to see you.
Hello, God.
Hello. I can smell the horses from here. The Electric Amish on the road. I'll tell you about that in just a few minutes. Fellas, you want to favor us with a tune?
Well, I guess as long as we're here, we might as well.
Yeah, what do you got for us?
Oh, we got, we got 47 songs ready to play.
Oh.
Play 32, the number 32.
32?
Yes.
Now, fellas, you probably aren't aware of this, but thanks to satellite technology, we are currently broadcasting this program on both the audio form and video form. Christy, how would you watch this on the TV?
On the YouTube.
On the YouTube?
Yeah, that's Bob and Tom YouTube channel.
You can see these handsome faces.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be honest with you, Tom and Christy. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Ah, okay. Well, I'm not surprised by that.
Last time we were here, you promised we were not on the radio. The next thing I hear is I heard you on the radio.
Oh boy, sorry. Well,
so, yeah, basically, whatever you're saying to me, I don't understand it, and it's probably a lie.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So is it also a sin?
Well, I'm guessing if you guys are involved, it probably
is. Yeah,
a sin.
I see. I like your axe, by the way.
My axe is at home.
Oh, that's a hip term for a guitar.
Oh, a guitar, yeah, that's my custom guitar right there, Tom. This is from the Gibson Company.
It's kind of like a flying V, except it looks like one of those things you put in the back of a buggy.
Sure.
It's a flying triangle.
One of those triangle things.
They say it's a slow-moving vehicle. I'm hoping that Gibson will make a custom model of this. It could be called the Gibson... Shut up and stop honking. I'm going as fast as I can.
Yeah.
It's kind of a long name for the catalog.
Okay, well, do you want to introduce yourself and introduce the fellas?
Okay, hello, Graber. Meet Graber. I'm Graber. It's
Graber.
Right there. I'm Graber.
Uh-huh.
I play the guitar, and then that guy right over there, that's Carl.
I am Carl.
Hey, Carl. He plays the bass. I'm Graber Goodman. That's Carl Goodman.
No and relation.
Then, and I.
Okay. Oh, no. Why would they think we're related? Back there, that's Barry Goodman.
I'm Barry Goodman. No relation.
Now, is that Carl with a C or Carl with a K?
It is C.
It's right there.
Yeah, it's right there in his strap. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Do you not know how to read, Tom?
He wasn't looking.
I can't see you guys. I'm in a different room, remember?
Well, I know you're not in this one.
ain't no K's in the Bible.
No.
Really?
I never looked. Cain and Abel's, that's a C.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, good to know. Oh, well, let's move forward here. We have the Electric Amish on their way to Delphi Saturday night for a special performance at the Delphi Opera House. Tickets at DelphiOperaHouse.org. Do you guys sing opera music?
Well, that's the thing. We was going to write an opera for this thing. It was going to be like Yoder, can you hear me?
Famous, yeah.
That's probably the most famous rock opera, yeah.
Probably. I would think so.
Yeah, you could do an opera about
I'm a wheelbarrow wizard.
Yeah, there we go. That's now we're cooking. Now you've got something to do before your next visit.
Finally.
Well, what have you got for us? Play us a couple songs.
All right, we're going to play a classic for you right now because nobody likes the new stuff. Every time we play the new stuff, they go to the bathroom. So we're going to play. This is one of the songs that got us started. It explains who we are on account of the song is called We Are an Amish Band.
And I'll kick this one off.
Well, we'll see about that. There it goes. Look at him back there playing those drums like a crazy Mennonite.
Yeah, for that, he will surely burn in hell.
I know. Let the rest of his solo really jam.
We are an Amish band.
Nailed it.
We are an Amish band. We'll help you build a barn. We just don't give a darn. We are an Amish band. We are an Amish band. Yeah, yeah. We are an Amish band. Yeah, yeah. We are an Amish band. Yeah, yeah.
A smoking work on the drums there, Barry.
Hey, thanks, Tom. Coming from you, that's a real compliment.
That was really nice. Yeah, hitting that thing that makes
drum.
The cowbell.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Cowbell.
Speaking of cows, we had a great letter this morning from Fred, a dairy farmer in Maine, who's a big fan, and I bet his cows love that. I hope to hear from Fred.
I thought you had a letter from a cow. I was dying to hear what that was all about.
Probably just said moo, moo, moo.
Yeah. Moo.
Well, you know what we always say? Whatever that sheep says, they're lying.
You said that was Fred in Maine?
Yeah.
He owes us money.
Okay. I'll tell him. We are speaking to the Electric Amish. Once again, the boys are on the road. And they're going to be the house band today, so we'll have to spread them thin because this is a long show. But could you do one more for us right now?
Do another a good old classic number right now.
One of our originals.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we only play original music, of course, y'all. Yeah. So this one here is, not a big surprise. This is about farming.
Okay.
We write a lot of songs about farming because we know it's relatable to the people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this one's about the good holy way of farming. You ready?
Yeah.
Don't know if I am.
One, two, one, two.
Oh, yeah, I think that farming should all be done by hand. And when I see your tractor,
I want to
inside. But John Deere tractors are forbidden. I can't ride, I can't ride, I can't ride. My mule sure is something, and he don't cost 20 grand. And when I eat him carrots, he helps me plow my land. He helps me plow my land. He helps me plow my land.
And then we're plowing, we feel happy outside.
Oh.
I used to have another mule, but he died, but he died.
Tractors, you'll surely all be damned. If you weren't so lazy, you'd go and hoe your land.
And go and hoe your land. Please go and hoe your land. You better hoe your land.
The Electric Amish. Nice. Ladies and gentlemen, Graber, Carl, and Barry. Once again, Barry, I've got to highlight your skills to be able to play the drums and sing at the same time. I can barely drive and listen to the radio.
Well, somebody's got to do it, Tom. And Graber's too chicken to do it, and Carl never learned how to play the drums, so I guess it's up to me.
I see, I see. Thank you so much. And for those listening, if you get a chance, you can watch this later on YouTube or watch it right now as it happens.
And Tom, a big thank you to you and the Bob and Tom Show and everybody for supporting original music.
Of course. Do you guys do that Eddie Grant song, Electric Avenue?
Are you talking about Eddie Hazel, your engineer?
No. Now we have time for another song, fellas. You're not allowed to use apps, are you?
I'm not allowed to either. I wish I could. Boy, we could save a lot of money if we were able to buy stuff on eHay. You know what I'm saying?
eHay. Okay, very good, very good.
I found out if you wanted to tie up your horse downtown, it cost a whole lot of money.
Oh, oh my gosh. Oh, they're pretty proud of their land down there, aren't they?
Yeah.
Holy cow. What a way. That's why they got to charge so much money. You can't grow anything down there.
Yeah.
Blacktop, concrete everywhere.
I think some of that goes to the Greg Almond estate. It's called Tied to the Hitching Post.
Oh Lord.
I see.
Oh, Lord.
Wow. Barry knows his audience, or Carl knows his audience right there. Oh, wow. Sorry, Carl.
I was going to say, folks, we apologize. We didn't know he was going to say that. Did you hit the dump button?
Tom loved it.
I
feel like I got to take a dump.
I suppose if you guys want to do a long jam, you could work up a Tied to the Hitching Post.
I don't want
you to do it now.
No, but you know what? Now that I think about it, it's kind of crazy because we don't do any instrumentals in our shows. We don't.
Huh.
Yeah. I feel like people are coming for the lyrics.
Well, and the eye candy.
Oh, yeah. Eye candy.
Of course. Yeah.
Of course.
In memory of Elizabeth Feed.
Okay, I see what you're going for there. All right.
Little Dickie Betts number. Let's see.
Don't call him Little Dickie. Okay, oh, he hates that.
Let's get another song out of you guys. By the way, you can watch this on YouTube.
No, I can't.
I know you can't, but those that aren't of the Amish persuasion. What's this one called?
It's been a while. I forgot. Oh, I know. But this one, it's one of our brand new songs. You okay with that?
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Cool. Yeah, this is... this is one that we just wrote a couple of years ago. Brand new.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, goes a little something like this.
Well, let me make sure I got all my buttons in the right. Okay.
All ready, Graber?
Here we come, clip-clopping up your street. You think our outfits look stupid, or that it's trick or treat?
Yeah, yeah, already
all we do is work and pray. We're the plain generation, and we got nothing to say.
Any road, almost anywhere, we're probably backing up traffic, but we just don't care. Yeah, yeah, we're the Amish.
All we do is work and pray. We're the plain generation. We still got nothing to say.
Thank you very much, fellas. Hey, hey, we're the Amish, the Electric Amish. Christy, your thoughts?
I loved it.
Okay, very good. Mm-hmm. Now, your outfit's a little bit garish for the Amish. Muted browns and
Christy's outfit, yeah.
Wow. What is that, tan?
It's tan,
you
camel.
You crazy sumbitch. Wow. Yeah.
Oh, well, guys, I'm looking at the watch. Are you guys allowed to wear watches?
Well, if it's a pocket watch that is mechanically run, yes.
Okay, so you don't have those Apple watches, do you? I would think you'd be a fan of Apple products.
Like a small apple.
I love apples, but I sitting around watching apples sounds pretty boring, Tom.
Yeah, I would think you guys are probably.
Are you allowed to drive your buggies at night?
Oh, hells yeah.
What do you use for lights?
Lanterns, duh.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, you fire up the lanterns and get out there late at night. Oh, it's a hoot.
Really?
You ever been to the buggy drag races?
No.
Oh, it's a blast. We all dress as women and ride in our buggies. It's a hoot.
Really?
Well, guys, we have time for another song of the Electric Amish, our special guests. Fellas, what do you got to play for us now?
Well, we got one right now. This is an old hit. In our books, anyway. This is a song about when we kind of went astray. Thought about being Mennonite and all that kind of stuff. This is Sing Along, if you know the words.
Okay.
Okay.
If you don't know the words, then just shut up and listen.
All right.
All right. Goes a little something like this. Completely original. A heathen thing till I moved to Napa Knee. I owned a boat with a great big motor. I drove a Jeep Cherokee. I got real scared when the parson told me that I would burn in hell if I didn't change my ways. So I grabbed a churn. Now it's
no more Mennonite guy. No more MTV, no more Mennonite guy. They said, get down on your knees. I got new friends, they don't read the papers. They can't tell me. Lottery. Oh, they say no more Mennonite guy. No more store bought me. No more Mennonite guy. They said kill it, then we'll eat.
The mule kicked me in the head today. I broke my brand new plow.
His plow.
My wife's been thrown out of the sewing circle. I caught my son with a cow. I went to church in my black tuxedo. How was I to know that when you pray with the Amish people, you can't wear rented clothes? So I say
no more Amish nice guy. No more selling quilts and CDs. No more Amish nice guy. I say someone give me my car keys. My car keys. My car keys.
Very nice.
Yes.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.